Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here is your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Do you often feel stressed out with too much work to do when there's not enough time in the day? How is it then that some people seem to have enough time to do everything? The secret seems to be controlling time instead of letting time control you. While a lot of us have been forced to slow down over the last 2 years, the general trend is that we are becoming busier. Once again, we are navigating the work life, personal hobbies and aspirations, and socializing. It is clear that we need serious time management skills to balance all that and not go crazy. Time management is one of the most rewarding skills that will take you far in life, both personal and professional. If you aren't managing your time effectively, sooner or later, you would enter into a state of pandemonium. Time, being such a crucial aspect of life, deserves to be treated in the most respectful manner. Only if we learn to master the art of time management, our life would experience a positive change. To take hold of every single minute in your life, you must know what is effective time management and how to manage time. The term time management is a misnomer. You cannot manage time. You manage the events in your life in relation to time. You may often wish for more time, but you only get 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, or 86,400 seconds each day. How you use that time depends on skills learned through self-analysis, planning, evaluation, and self-control. Much like money, time is both valuable and limited. It must be protected, used wisely, and budgeted. People who practice good time management techniques often find that they are more productive, have more energy for things they need to accomplish, feel less stressed, have more free time to do the things they want, get more things done, relate more positively to others, and feel better about themselves. So, in reality, time management is a coordination of tasks and activities to maximize the effectiveness of an individual's efforts. Essentially, it is to get more and better work done in less time. On the other hand, if you're unable to manage your time effectively, you could experience undesirable consequences such as missed deadlines, poor work quality, higher stress levels, and work imbalance, all which could lead to a burnout. With effective time management, you can easily manage your hours to the best effect. When things go as per the plan, you tend to be more creative, happier, and less prone to a burnout at work. By the way, this will work for your employees as well. So it makes sense to take some time out to learn about time management tips and techniques to benefit your business. Finding a time management strategy that works best for you depends on your personality, ability to self-motivate, and level of self-discipline. By incorporating some or all of the tips and strategies I'm about to impart, you can more effectively manage your time. Here we go. Wake up early. Make your day longer. All of us get 24 hours in a day. It's not possible to change the number of hours in a day, but you can definitely try to wake up a little earlier and make your day longer than others. Ideally, your body requires 6 to 8 hours of sleep to be at your optimum energy level. Start with setting your alarm 15 minutes earlier than before. Gradually increase the time frame over the course of time. You can use this additional time to exercise, meditate, prioritize, or even to pursue a hobby. Adding this time, you'll find you've increased your daily productivity. Set smart goals. Don't just wish, do. Do you know that there is a right and a wrong way to set goals? When your goals are not reaping benefits, something is missing or lacking in your approach. Whereas if you set goals the right way, your productivity could reach the sky. Set goals that are SMART. That's S-M-A-R-T. I've talked about SMART goals many times in the show. To remind you, SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. These goals would bring a solid structure to your work life and prepare you for what's in store for the day. Find a good time tracking software. One of the easiest ways to keep track of every minute being spent at work is by employing a time management software. These time tracking softwares are designed to set time estimates, track time spent on tasks, and maintain a record of every minute you spend while working on tasks. For example, if you're working on a project, you can set a time estimate for each task and subtask to manage your time efficiently. You can try one of the many time management softwares available to manage your products and time efficiently. Set priorities. Effective time management requires a distinction between what is important and what is urgent. Experts agree that the most important tasks usually aren't the most urgent tasks. However, we tend to let the urgent tasks dominate our lives. Covey, Merrill, and Merrill categorize activities in four quadrants in their time management matrix as urgent, not urgent, important, and not important. While activities that are both urgent and important must be done, they suggest spending less time on activities that are not important, regardless of their urgency, to gain time for activities that are not urgent but important. Focusing on these important activities allows you to gain better control over your time and may reduce the number of important tasks that become urgent. Creating a to-do list is an easy way to prioritize. Whether you need a daily, weekly, or monthly list depends on your lifestyle. Be careful to keep list making from getting out of control. List manageable tasks rather than goals or multi-step plans. Rank the items on your to-do list in order of priority, both important and urgent. You may choose to group items in categories such as high priority, medium priority, or low priority. Number them in order of priority or use a color coding system. The goal is not to mark off the most items, but to mark off the highest priority items. A prioritized to-do list allows you to set boundaries. This way you can say no to activities that may be interesting or provide a sense of achievement, but do not fit your basic priorities. Keep your morning for the most important tasks. Mark Twain once said, "Eat a live frog every morning and nothing worse will happen to you for the rest of the day." His point is to tackle the most important task as the first thing in the morning, and if you have two or more frogs to eat, eat the biggest one first. Time management and prioritization both go hand in hand. You can manage your time effectively only when you know what is supposed to be done when. The point is to take up a hard or time-consuming task, accomplish it, and focus on other things. This goes hand in hand with what I said just a little while ago about setting priorities and boundaries. Discover your zone. You must have noticed that at specific hours, you are as focused as an eagle. During those hours, your productivity shoots up like anything. It happens when your mind is in complete harmony with the external conditions. Some call it flow, while others refer to it as their zone. Discovering your flow or zone can directly contribute to the right utilization of your time. It helps you reach an optimal state of consciousness when you feel and perform your best. Block distractions. Get them out of your life. Emails, phone calls, and social media messages are some of the most common and biggest distractions at the workplace. So much so that you end up wasting 759 hours each year due to workplace distractions. Thanks to these distractions, a task that requires 60 minutes can take more than 3 hours to be accomplished. Whenever you're working on high-priority tasks, put that phone on silent mode and turn off your emails and social media notifications. You'll end up saving a lot of time and take your efficiency level a notch higher. No multitasking. Quality over quantity. If you pride yourself for juggling too many tasks at once, here's a news flash for you. A research study by David Strayer, director of the Applied Cognition Lab at the University of Utah, suggests that only 2% of people can multitask effectively. For the remaining 98% of people, multitasking is actually wasting their time and lessening their overall productivity. Instead of dividing your attention into three different things, it's better to focus entirely on one thing and marvel at it. To make it more effective, try time boxing them. time boxing refers to the act of allocating a time frame for every task, which in return increases the likelihood of its successful completion. Take small breaks frequently, refresh, and rejuvenate. It may sound counterintuitive, but breaks are one of the most effective time management strategies. Picture this. You have a team member working on a task for 5 to 7 hours at a stretch, and another team member is working on the same task with frequent small breaks. Who do you think is using his time effectively? The latter, of course. Smart time management isn't always about doing something or the other. The fact is that little breaks after an hour or so can take your productivity to another level. Find inspirations, quotes, videos, audiobooks. Following a to-do list or a specific pattern can be boring. It's hard to concentrate at work when you're not fully motivated. Instead of wasting that time doing something unproductive, utilize it to inspire yourself. Tape those cliched time management quotes around your desk. Watch motivational or TED Talk videos, or listen to audiobooks talking about time management tips at work. Or just go for a small walk. Most of us are familiar with the procrastination phenomena. That's when you either do nothing at all or engage in useless activities. The chronic procrastinators get an unusual high in putting important things off for later. Then, when it's too late, they start panicking. Don't let procrastination take over your life. You don't want it to become a part of your lifestyle. The best way to deal with procrastination is to break your work into a number of tasks. It not only makes it doable, but also gives you a starting point to begin work. Also, try making detailed timelines that give you an exact idea of deadlines. If you can, surround yourself with people who take action and crush goals instantly. Doing so, you automatically drink in such habits and become more proactive with work. Sleep at least 7 to 8 hours. That first tip I gave you was to make your day longer by waking up earlier. But you need to get enough rest at night to be productive the next day. Sleep is a detrimental factor that could affect many things both positively and negatively. When you get a sound sleep for 6 to 8 hours, not only do you feel fresh and rejuvenated, but it also contributes to a healthy lifestyle. On the other hand, when you don't get enough sleep, you're also increasing disease risks, such as diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, obesity, and more. Your mind and body makes better decisions and performs more efficiently when they are well rested. You can decide quickly what to do when and how. Develop a schedule for your sleep and stick to it every day. Try going to bed and waking up at the same time. There are many free apps out there that can track your sleep patterns, help you get a sound sleep, and wake you up as a more focused individual. Do less, but let it be impactful. It's never a good idea to take on more than you can handle. High achievers and high performers all over the world do less, but they do it better. When you prioritize tasks, it gives you clarity and direction so you can start working on things, save time, and be more productive. The next time you find it difficult to manage time, try this. Take a deep breath and take up a single task. Complete it and start another, without stressing yourself out too much. Use a planning tool. Time management experts recommend using a personal planning tool to improve your productivity. Personal planning tools include planners, calendars, phone apps, wall charts, index cards, pocket diaries, and notebooks. Writing down your tasks, schedules, and items to remember can free your mind to focus on your priorities. The key is to find one planning tool that works for you and use that tool consistently. When using a planning tool, always record your information on the tool itself. Jotting notes elsewhere that must be transferred later is inefficient and wastes more time. Review your planning tool daily. Keep a list of your priorities in your planning tool and refer to it often. Keep planning tools synchronized. If you keep more than one, make sure your phone, computer, and paper planning tools match. Keep a backup system. Apps on your phone can be great planning tools. Apps typically fall into one of the following categories: time trackers. Here you gain an awareness of how you spend your time. Time savers. Here, it increases productivity and break time wasting habits. Task managers. This prioritizes and organizes tasks to improve time management. And habit developers. This creates healthy habits to encourage time management. One of the greatest time management tips is to start using an online calendar. Calendars have always been used as a fundamental tool to manage time. With the advent of online calendars, you can easily manage your schedule, mark important dates and events, set up reminders, create time blocks, and a lot more. The best part is that online calendars can be integrated with third-party applications and can be accessed from multiple devices. There are plenty of options to choose from, such as Google Calendar, Outlook Calendar, and Apple Calendar. Batch similar tasks together. Little things such as putting together similar tasks can also save you a considerable amount of time. We all know different tasks demand different types of thinking and arrangement. Instead of hopping from one task to another mindlessly, it would be intelligent to batch them together. For example, rather than doing them every now and then throughout the day, you can delegate a specific time to answer important emails and phone calls. It also helps you prioritize your work and time in a structured way. Also, when you're working on related tasks, you allow your brain to focus better and to get them done quickly from your list. You can save a lot of time and effort managing recurring tasks and events in advance. Delegate or outsource. You don't have to do it all. Delegating or outsourcing reduces your workload big time. It's always a smart choice to learn how to delegate tasks to others and let other people share some of the load with you. And one of the best things about it is that it gives you enough time to focus on important things. Plus, it frees up your time for tasks that require your expertise. Identify tasks others can do and select the appropriate person or persons to do them. Select someone with the appropriate skills, experience, interest, and authority needed to accomplish the task. Be specific. Define the task and your expectations while allowing the person some freedom to personalize the task. Check how well the person is progressing periodically and provide any assistance, being careful not to take over the responsibility. Finally, reward the person for a job well done or make suggestions for improvements if needed. If it's hard for you to delegate work or take some time to train others for certain tasks, you can always outsource or hire a freelancer. If done correctly, both delegating and outsourcing can be real time savers for you and your business. Track your time. Start tracking your time either manually or with a time tracking tool. Record what you're doing in 15-minute intervals for a week or two. Evaluate the results. Did everything you needed to do get done? Which tasks require the most time? What time of day are you most productive? Where is most of your time devoted? In other words, job, family, personal, recreation? People who like to keep track of things they do are usually focused, productive, and organized. They not only monitor and track hours they work, but are also mindful of the number of activities they perform, the tasks and projects they handle, and the clients they work for. This way, they can identify the most time-consuming tasks. It also helps them determine whether they're investing their time in the most important activities. This can help determine a course of action. Having a good sense of time required for a routine task can help you be more realistic in planning and estimating how much time is available for other activities. Manage time wasters. Reduce or eliminate time spent on the following activities by implementing some simple tips. Handheld devices. Take advantage of voice-to-text features such as transcribe voicemails or to make notes or draft emails and text messages when you're on the go. Avoid small talk. Stay focused. Take any necessary action immediately following a call. Impose screen time limits and regularly monitor your digital wellness. Schedule breaks from your devices. When it comes to emails, set aside a specific time to view and respond to emails, but don't let it accumulate to the point that it becomes overwhelming to sort. Turn off notifications from emails. Handle each item only once if possible. Immediately delete or unsubscribe from junk emails. Keep address books up to date and organized. Utilize built-in shortcuts to sort emails. when it comes to unexpected visitors. Schedule time for face-to-face visits. Inform visitors of your time constraints and politely offer to reschedule. Set a mutually agreeable time limit for the visit. When someone comes to the door, stand up and have your meeting standing to help keep it brief. For in-person and virtual meetings, know the purpose of the meeting in advance. Arrive early. Start and end the meeting on time. Prepare an agenda and stick to it. Use a timed agenda if necessary. Don't schedule meetings unless they are necessary and have a specific purpose or agenda. Use recording software or designate a note taker. When it comes to family obligations, use and sync virtual calendars for easy sharing between busy family members. Make each family member responsible for consulting the master calendar for potential conflicts. Create a central area or agreed-upon app for posting communications such as appointment reminders, announcements, and messages. That's a lot of time management tips that I've laid out. Now let me give you some time management techniques that will make you a time management pro. Embracing time management techniques is not about completing a lot of tasks in your day. It's simply how you work so you can do things better. By adopting good time management techniques, you'll have more time to do the things you love. If you want to follow the concept of work smarter, not harder, time management is a must. Brian Tracy, a motivational speaker and self-development author, said, "Time management is not a peripheral activity or skill. It's the core skill upon which everything else in life depends." Let's take a look at some popular and widely used time management techniques. The first is the 80-20 principle. The 80-20 principle is also known as Pareto's principle, that suggests that 80% of results come from 20% of the actions or efforts. According to Investopedia, this means that 80% of sales volume comes from 20% of products in the product line. 80% of company's revenues come from 20% of its customers. And 80% of a company's production comes from 20% of its employees. Pareto's principle keeps time management center stage. It does so by letting you focus on the most important tasks rather than spending time at tasks that are not going to make much difference. As an example, it's better to go through 10 business articles in an hour, glancing over them for a little more than 5 minutes. Then you choose the two best ones in the next hour, rather than spending 2 hours reading 3 articles in detail. It may be a little difficult at the beginning, but when you're used to it, you'll see a rise in your productivity and will be able to better manage time and effort. The ABCDE method. If you're struggling to manage and spend your time efficiently, try setting priorities with the ABCDE method. Here's how to use the method as a useful time management tip for work and personal use. You first make a list of tasks at hand and classify each task as A, B, C, D, and E, in which A stands for the most important task. You have to complete these tasks at any cost, otherwise it could have serious consequences. B stands for less important tasks. Such tasks should be done, but won't affect as much as the ones falling in category A. C stands for tasks with no consequences. Such tasks are something that would be nice to do, but for which there are no consequences at all, whether you do it or not. D stands for tasks to delegate. If there's something that can be delegated to someone, it should be marked as D. However, it could be situational because not every task could be delegated to someone. E stands for tasks you can eliminate. An E task is something that's completely irrelevant and could be eliminated. Doing them isn't doing any good to your productivity and efficiency. And there's the 4D system. Simply put, the 4Ds refer to delete, delegate, defer, and do. Briefly, here's what I mean. Delete means drop. There are always some tasks that don't require attention and could simply be deleted from your list. Delegate. If someone can do something even 75% as well as you, delegate it to him or her. If there isn't anyone you could delegate work to, you can either start training a person or even outsource the task. Defer. Not everything is supposed to be done immediately. If something can be done later and has no serious repercussions, defer it. Do. If there's something important to do and you have the time to do it, get it done there and then. And then there's the 18 minutes. The 18-minute approach was developed by Peter Bregman, Chief Executive Officer of the global management consulting firm Bregman Partners. This technique allows you to navigate through bundles of emails, phone calls, text messages, and endless meetings that prevent us from focusing our time on things that are important. You take 5 minutes in the morning. Sit down and think about what you need to do today to make it successful. Then take those things off your to-do list and schedule them into your calendar. Then there's 1 minute per hour. Refocus. Set an alarm every hour. When it beeps, Bregman writes, take a deep breath and ask yourself if you spent your last hour productively. Then take 5 minutes in the evening. Turn off your computer and review how your day went. All in all, the 18 minutes approach gives an easy insight to manage your day and have a moment to reclaim your life from distractions. Whatever time management strategies you use, take time to evaluate how they have worked for you. Do you have a healthy balance between work and home life? Are you accomplishing the tasks that are most important in your life? Are you investing enough time in your own personal well-being? If the answer is no to any of these questions, then reevaluate your time management strategies and transition to ones that work better for you. Successful time management leads to greater personal happiness, more accomplishments at home and at work, and a more satisfying future. Every minute is precious. Don't waste it doing something that isn't adding any value to your life. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. southeastnj.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.